ఓం శాంతి. టుడేస్ 20th March 2018. మ్యాజిక్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ మే యూ బీ అ హంబల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ హూ క్లోజెస్ ద డోర్ టు ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఐ అండ్ బిడ్స్ ఫేర్వెల్ టు మాయా. మే యూ బీ అ హంబల్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ హూ క్లోజెస్ ద డోర్ టు ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ఐ అండ్ బిడ్స్ ఫేర్వెల్ టు మాయా. ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్. ఇఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ డన్ సమ్ సర్వీస్ a server has the thought, I did this, then that consciousness of I means washing away everything he or she has done, erasing everything. A server should never forget the father, who is Karavan Har, one who inspires. He inspires and I, as an instrument, carry it out. Where there is the consciousness of being an instrument, there will definitely be the consciousness of humility. When I am a humble instrument, Maya cannot come. Close the door to the consciousness of I, and Maya will bid you farewell. So this is today's blessing. So here Baba says about the consciousness of I. Many times, almost all the time in every Murli, Baba always say that never use the word I alone. Always use the word I with some self-respect. I am a great soul, or I am a soul, or I am a master, almighty authority. If we just say I, so Maya will come from that door. So Baba is saying here to close the door. So if there is any like gross door is there that we have to close that so Maya won't come. If we want to keep ourselves safe from the thief, what we do? We close the door, we put the locks. So is there is any gross kind of door is there or what? Which Baba is speaking about here, that close the door. Eyes and ears and thinking, okay. And mouth, okay. And waste thought and questions, okay. Why? So, you know, when we go in the school, their teacher, suppose they are giving example, 1 and 1 plus 2. So, that is just an information, that is not a knowledge. But when we apply that knowledge in our practical life, it becomes the knowledge. Okay. In our, all over the world means, in our whole day, whole life, we gather so much data, we gather so much information. But that is just an information, that's not a knowledge. But when we try to imbibe, when we try to inculcate that knowledge within us, it becomes that information, that becomes the knowledge. So Baba has given us so much knowledge, but we had not applied that knowledge in our practical life. Baba always saying that try to become a bodiless, okay, and practice that bodiless stage all the time. So we had did practice of that bodiless stage. We are just saying that I am a soul. If we practice that bodiless stage, all the powers automatically start to come within us. Okay, and that will close the main thing that Baba said us about the I. Okay, so as we discussed, I has come, that I am doing this. Why this come? Because soul has so much expectation. And what it happens? Because soul has the sanskar of last 63 birth. And that's why the I, that ego, comes us. So what we have to do if we want to remove the I? So if we want to remove that I, we have to be very honest with ourselves. That's why Baba always asks us to keep the chart. That whole day, whatever has happened with us, keep the chart at night, give our chart to Baba, and with honestly check that who is wrong. Suppose any situation has come to us, if someone has said anything to us. So is I am responsible for that thing, or that person is responsible for that thing? So we have to be very honest about that. And then only we can achieve some success or whatever desires we have. If we want to become something, we can achieve that thing. If we won't give our chart honestly to Baba, we cannot achieve anything. From outside, from our mouth, grossly we are saying that, Baba, I belong to you and I am very honest, I am doing this, I am doing that. But inside, from our heart and our mind, how much we have that consciousness that really I belong to Baba, and whatever I am telling to Baba, whatever I am narrating to Baba, whatever the chart I am giving to Baba, is I am giving it honestly or not? That's why Baba always says keep the chart. That's why I am saying here that we have so much information, but if we want that imbibe that information within us, it won't become knowledge. So we are the knowledge pool, no? When even in worldly in world also, people have so much degrees, so much qualification, but we won't call them that they are knowledge pool, because they haven't applied that knowledge in their own practical life. But here in Baba's knowledge, Baba always says that you are a knowledge fool. Knowledge fool means the person who has imbibed all that virtues, all the knowledgeable, the person who has imbibed all the knowledge, all the data, or the, which he has got within himself. So then he becomes the knowledge fool. So as we know that when Shiva Baba enters in Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba has completely dedicated his life to Shiva Baba. Before, even before that also, Brahma Baba is very humble in his Laukik life. But as Shiva Baba enters in Brahma Baba, so what Brahma Baba says that now everything belongs to Shiva Baba. He is completely surrendered everything to Shiva Baba. So that's the main thing, that we have to surrender everything to Baba. And then only we'll get the inspiration or the touching from Baba. So as Baba says here, a server should never forget the father who is Karavanhar. That I am not a Karavanhar. Baba says here about the instrument. So instrument means, I am Karanhar, instrument, and Baba is Karavanhar. So I am just instrument. So instrument never uses his mind. Suppose like we are using now here laptop. So laptop never uses his mind that what they are recording, we are playing the song or we are giving class, whatever. His work is just to record that and just give the same thing to us. So server, Baba has used the word here, server. Server means the same. He never thinks that what is coming to me, and he never has any kind of question why and what. Whatever comes to him, he just have to give that things to other. Okay, server is actually the IT word. So here I... there is one mnemonic, server. So server means surrender our intellect, fully surrender our intellect to Baba. So when we surrender our intellect to Baba, we become happy. Okay, when we become happy, we become content. So why we become happy? Because there is no burden on our head, that whatever we are doing, either we are using our math or we are using someone other's math, either we are following the Srimath or Manmath or Parmath. But when we surrender our intellect to Baba, so definitely we are following Baba's Srimath only. So there is no burden on to us. And there is no karmic account also create, because we are, because no, many times Baba says that if suppose Baba has given us any advice, so we just have to follow that advice. Baba, we just have to do that. We don't have to use our mind that if something wrong will happen, then what will happen. So Baba says that if something wrong happened, then this Baba will make it correct. Baba will be responsible for that. So we don't have to use our mind. So completely surrender our intellect to Baba. And we have to practice that thing all the time in a day. Not just one time, or not just to when we are writing the chart. But many times in a day, we have to check ourselves that either I had surrendered my intellect to Baba or not. Okay, and the next one is the easy. Sarvar means S, then E. Easy means easy nature. We have to keep our nature very, very easy. We don't have to become hard nature. Easy nature means whatever is coming to us, we don't have to make the partiality that I have to give him more or I have to give him less. So make our nature very easy. Whatever is coming, is the drama is going on. No? Baba always says in the Murli. So see as this thing as a drama. So that's the easy nature. And R means respect and regard for everyone. If anyone comes to us, we have to give equally to everyone. If suppose any senior has come, we are giving much to him, and any junior has come to us and we are giving less to him. No, we have to be equal. We have to bring equality in our vision. So the server's one of the quality of the server is respect and regard for everyone. That's all are Baba's child. Either he is one day in Gyan or either he is 50 years in Gyan. So all are Baba's child. So that is respect and regard. And V for vibrant. Vibrant means always have to stay in the zeal and enthusiasm. That always have to do service. That I am doing whose service? I am doing Baba's service. If we think that this is my service, then sometimes we become lazy. But if we are doing Baba's service, and that is very short of time, on this conference only I have got that opportunity to do that service, to do Baba's seva. And in this conference only I have to accumulate for next 21 birth. So if we keep that thing always in our mind, that I am not doing this thing for Baba, but I am doing these things for myself only. Whatever I do, I will get its return. So keep that enthusiasm always in our mind. Next one is empathy. Empathy means here we can say understanding. Okay, so understanding means if someone come to us with his problem, so that time we have to really think that why he comes to us and what really problem he is facing. That's called keeping keep oneself in someone's shoes, keeping our feet in someone else's shoes. So we'll understand that why that person has come to us and what problem really he is facing. Sometime if any person come to us, then we think that is his nature, that all the time he comes to me and he's asking his questions or he's creating the problem for me. But we really have to understand that why that person has come to me. So we have to imbibe the samskar of empathy that within us, so we can understand others' problem also. And the last one, the quality of server is responsible and reliable. So server always think that I am a responsible. He won't think that I am a master, but he is think I am the responsible. Baba has given me this duty or seva, so I have to be very firm and accurate in my responsibility. I am a trustee. I am not a master. I am not a owner, but I am a just responsible person. And next one is reliable. We can rely on him that if we had given that task to him, if we had given that job to him, he will fulfill it completely, 100%. So these are the few qualities of the server which Baba has says in today's blessing. So I will read once again. May you be humble instrument who closes the door to the consciousness of I and bids farewell to Maya. Explanation. If having done some service, a server has the thought, I did this, then that consciousness of I means washing away everything he or she has done. So as Baba says that never use the word I. So as we discuss that, we have to always use some self-respect with the I. Many times people use the word that we had did this. If you ask someone, so we means I and Baba. So sometimes people make them some comments also on that. So people, sometimes they laugh on us. That we means he always says that we. But we don't have to give attention or we don't have to pay attention what they are saying. Just all the time we have to think that we means I and Baba. Or we can say that Baba has done this task through me. Or Baba has done this work through me. So we can use that word also. So a server should never forget the father who is Karavanhar. We always have to, that's why I told that all the time in the day we have to check many times that either I have that consciousness of that Baba is Karavanhar and I am Karanhar or what or not. He inspire and as an instrument carry it out. Where there is the consciousness of being an instrument, there will definitely be the consciousness of humility. When I am a humble instrument, Maya cannot come. So we have so much expectation in our, if after becoming Baba's child also, we have so much expectation in our life that we want some name and fame. Sometimes we have some jealous with others. That's why we think that ego comes, that I comes. When I am a humble instrument, Maya cannot come. Close the door to the consciousness of I and Maya will bid you farewell. Okay? Om Shanti.